Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now, John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. But one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
The glow of Christmas breaches over the horizon. Colored lights twinkle and pierce the darkness. The music starts low and drifts in. Everywhere there are signs and wonders. And if you listen, linger and listen, you can hear the forerunner, John the Baptist. The King is coming. The King is coming. The King's herald is announcing his coming and calling for the clearing of the road. You have felt that cluttered road. You have felt it twist right there in your gut, clamoring for more and better, urging you to turn Christmas into something it is not. Christmas expectations can ride like highwaymen, ransacking joy and killing relationships. Glitz and glamour threaten to overshadow the simple coming of the King. John, the herald of the King, calls to you in this moment to come away from the crush and the crowds, to come away to a space of stillness, to be ready for the coming of the Lord. In the wilderness, there are few roads, so Christ is the only way. Rest here. The wilderness offers you grace. We are most prepared for Christ, for Christmas, when we confess we are mostly not prepared. Rest here. There is only room in us when we are done with us. There is no shame in trembling a bit at the drawing near of his coming. When you have a visitation from a holy God who breathes out stars beyond our galaxy and his white flame purity, holy awe is apt. Walk barefoot a bit through the days of Advent. We are sinners before a holy God. But the holy God who comes is your saving God, your rescuing God, your weight-carrying God, the Shekinah glory who always splits the blackness and unleashes captives free. God cleanses and sanctifies us, comes to us with grace and love, writes Dietrich Bonhoeffer. God makes us happy, as only children can be happy. Rest here and rest happy. Rest happy as only children can be happy in the days before Christmas. Rest happy and love this story of a coming king who prepares the downtrodden for Christmas by becoming the way, who lays himself down in the creche on the cross so we can lie down and rest. You are unconditionally accepted and unbelievably wanted because Jesus is not some glitzy, glamorous, unreachable, famous person. He is your brother. You are family. And he comes for you in the wilderness. You are most prepared for Christmas when you are done trying to find or to be the right gift, and instead revel in his presence as the gift. That is all there is left in these days of the Advent road, the sacredness of his present saturating everything. You can feel it. Even now, your Christmas becoming more, becoming miracle.
God is coming. All the element we swim in, this existence, echoes the Advent. God is coming. Can you feel it?
Precious river, ever flowing, now carry us home. Now with grace and thanksgiving, rejoin us all. On our welcome we gather to sing loud and strong. Not enslaved but set free, for no one will be one in Jesus, one in water, baptized and set free.
Blessed be the one who came first, who baptized with water, announced the coming of baptism by fire, and prepared our way with repentance. Amen. Blessed be our wilderness way, teaching us to be done with us, pointing the way toward grace, love, and the one who cleanses and sanctifies. Amen. Blessed be God who unconditionally accepts us, unbelievably wants us, and saturates everything around us with divine presence. Amen. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Your voice thundered over the waters at creation. You water the mountains and send springs into the valleys to refresh and satisfy all living things. Through the waters of the flood, you carried those in the ark to safety. Through the sea, you led your people Israel from slavery to freedom. In the wilderness, you nourished them with water from the rock. You brought them across the River Jordan to the Promised Land. Again and again in ages past, you showed your mercy and grace to children. You snatched the infant Moses from death with the help of his mother and sister. You called Samuel when he was yet a toddler, and Hannah, his mother, sang for joy. You raised the daughter of Jairus from the dead, and made a child an example of faith to your disciples. By water and your word, you claim us as your children, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. By the baptism of his death and resurrection, your son Jesus has carried us to safety and freedom. The flood shall not overwhelm us, and the deep shall not swallow us up. For Christ has brought us over to the land of promise. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness and grace and love. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon our fragile bodies. Wash away sin in this cleansing water. Clothe the baptized with Christ, and claim your children, no longer slave and free, no longer male and female, but one with all the baptized in Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Need the second slide, Isaac. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand."
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Come to the font of acceptance, redemption, and rest. Come and remember, you belong to the Lord.
make us one with the mind of Christ. God, you have moved upon the waters. You have sung in the rush of wind and flood, and in your love you have called us sons and daughters. Make us people of your water and your name. You are the breath of life. You are the hope of the hopeless. Come and fill us with light and peace. God, you have moved upon the waters. You have sung in the rush of wind and flood, and in your love you have called us sons and daughters. Make us people of the water and your name. Come open, come now and make us to wonder, make us vessels of